It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
You know, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guys.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny on Getting Skinny.
Doctor.
Good morning, Lee. How are you today?
I'm a little tired.
What's going on? What happened to you?
I think it's my lack of exercise that is fatiguing
me. What are you talking about? I saw your Fitbit the other day. It said you ran like 25,000 steps. And
no, 12,000, probably 12 or 13. Yeah, I did get out to the river one day, I think, last week. But other than that, it's been a slow week for me.
Are you depressed? Oh, feeling overwhelmed?
Overwhelmed.
Maybe you need some of my stress relief tips that we just did.
Yes, that would be helpful.
Maybe you need to distract yourself, Lee.
Yes, maybe I need to talk and share and do the other things, the other metrosexual things you'd like me to do.
Now, are you just not finding the time? Is that what the problem is?
I am having a difficulty finding the time, correct.
Is your day becoming a little bit overwhelming now?
Yes.
So you
I'm having a real job. And you know I don't do well with real jobs.
You didn't do well when you didn't have a real job either.
I know.
You didn't get it done either that time.
I'm very fragile. The extremes. I don't do well in the
so
extremes.
So are you thinking about how you're going to overcome this lack of exercise? What are you thinking about?
I'm just whining about it.
You're
I'm
just
talking
whining
about it because that's one of the stress release tips is to talk about it.
I'm sorry to hear you're not getting enough exercise, Lee. I know that makes you cranky, and somehow you...
I saw we're doing something on Facebook where we asked people about their exercise, and a bunch of people responded with what they're doing in exercise.
Even I did.
You
I
did.
Responded too.
Really?
I responded too.
Of course you did. I didn't even know about it. But you know what's funny about...
You're getting a lot of emails going, I ran,
and you're like, people telling me this?
Why is this person saying that they went running out from
good
Facebook?
Good for you. Why are you in my face? This is funny. I had woken up early to do my work, and then...
Which did not include working out, by the way.
That was not on the schedule.
I'm
not doing that. And so I get an email from, I think her name was Corinna.
You know what? I was going to mention this.
Oh, no. This is funny.
I was going to mention it. It's on my list.
So I had it. I got it right when I turned on my computer.
I think it's Corinna.
Corinna, whatever. She's from Australia. Do you know that?
No, I did not know.
She's from Australia.
I bet you she looks like Elle Macpherson, too.
They all do.
They all look like that in Australia.
They're all fat people.
No, they're all beautiful.
Okay, so she sends me an email or sends us an email. About something about Jackie Warner.
Wait. That's not what the email said, dude.
It did.
No. The email is not about Jackie Warner. The email is about us.
Did you interview Jackie Warner?
Love your show. I listen to it on my iPhone when I'm working out. More interesting than music, Lee. She loves us. She thinks the world of us. That's what this email is about. Yeah. At the very end, she wants to know
if why she called. Right. I mean, she sent the email for that, not to just tell us how awesome
I don't know.
We
I
are.
Think she was reaching out. I think she was reaching out and
of
showing some love.
Of course you would think that.
Because that's right, because I look for the positive.
Exactly.
And everything. I look for the silver lining.
Right. So so I sent her back like a minute later. It came and a minute later I'm like, here's the link to our...
look at you.
Because that's how I roll.
You roll by ignoring and go... And then you send
do.
Me, forward me the email and right. go, hey, listen, deal with this person. That's what
exactly.
you usually do. So that's what's shocking me, that you actually responded.
Gonna, look,
what happened? I want to know, because I like the new... Well, you can't. Is this because you have no exercise? You're not exercising enough? You're feeling bad? Or?
So I'm going to give you the times when this happened. 6:23, she emailed with her statement about how awesome we are.
Right.
6:28, I responded back, thanks for listening. You can go to this page on our website, and it has the link to Jackie's interview along with others you might like. Then 5 minutes after that, she goes, wow, that was fast. Do you outsource your email replies to someone in India? And I don't think that was a compliment.
Right. But,
and then she said, funny, I just listened to your podcast 20 minutes ago and now have an email from you. Crazy.
That's
thanks for
unbelievable. That's, see, we they don't, people don't realize that me and you are the brains behind our show.
I mean, they think we have like this
we,
staff of a million
we don't
in
have
India.
A, right. We do not have a large staff. It's just Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, and a couple of other people.
We have Megan, and Carla, and Kitty.
And Stone.
And Stone.
We've got a lot of people out there that are trying to watch our backs. And we have a lot of friends.
Yes.
But when it comes to actually doing the work, we actually have to do a lot of the heavy lifting.
Right.
So, Karina, we really appreciate you listening to the show. And because that you're listening to the show, we are going to keep doing the show.
Just for right? that.
We're not going to give up. We're going to keep going on.
And she has a website. Let's plug her website.
Yeah, what's the website? We can do. What is it?
advice-for-newlyweds.com.
Oh, that's pretty good. I mean,
you need this.
Right, because I'm probably still a newlywed, right? 3 years in, am I still a newlywed?
Yes.
What's the definition of a newlywed?
I have no idea. But it's all about advice for newlyweds.
Well, if you're married for like 50 years, so obviously 3 would out of 50 would be considered newly.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I'd take that as a win.
Yeah.
Especially,
so,
you know, these celebrity marriages are always difficult.
Right. So thank you, Karina, for listening to our show, and thanks for keep listening as
and
well.
And thanks for all of the helpers we have in India that help make the show possible.
And, you know, Karina, I have a cousin that lives in Australia. I know it's a big country, but maybe I can fix you up with him. What
she's
do you think?
She's probably married if she's doing a blog about advice for newlyweds.
Well, it might be newly divorced newlyweds. Maybe something like that.
You can work on that.
Okay. So, how was your weekend, Lee? Do anything fun? Anything exciting? You know, other than your walk at the river? Did you do anything exercise related?
We had a bit of a tragedy.
What happened? Your cat died?
No. It's funny about that. My cat's diabetic again. The second cat, 2 diabetic cats. Once again, I'm giving cats insulin shots twice a day.
Can't you just feed your cats like normal humans?
I cannot. That is why I'm the fat guy. I am.
I think
it should be Dr. Fitness and the Fat Cat, because I have a history now of 2 diabetic cats, which I take full responsibility for.
Well, no, if you have to start injecting me with insulin, we know it's not just a coincidence.
Right. So, okay.
Isn't it a crime if you have a cat and it turns into an insulin diabetic? Isn't that kind of like a crime or somehow?
Well, don't tell anybody.
All right.
Okay, so now this is the tragedy.
Nobody listens to the show, so.
So the tragedy, the thing that happened was, you know, I have a Nordic track from 1995.
Oh, no. Something happened to the
Nordic
track?
The Nordic track broke. The strap, you know how it works with the flywheel and it has like this little strap that goes around?
And the gerbil that powers the switch.
So the strap broke. And the strap is literally a belt that you can buy at Walmart for, you know, $5.
Right.
So I call Nordic Track and I'm like, hey, I have this Nordic Track. It's from
1990. And they're like, what?
You still have that?
Right, right.
And they're like, yeah. I go, yeah, the strap broke. That'll be $80. $80. $80. They should be having a parade for me that I still use a device that's still around from 1995. And they're charging me $80 to replace the strap.
Look.
What is the deal there? $80?
Maybe it's to cover the cost for the parade that they're going to throw you.
$80.
So did you do it? Did you do it?
Of course.
You had to do it.
I didn't.
How are you going to actually install it too? That's $80 just for the part. What about the installation?
No, I don't even know. I'm just one crisis at a time in my house.
You think getting the part is going to help you?
It seems simple in the picture.
You want to hear that? This reminds me of, I got to tell you, this is the funny thing. I got a Nike watch that I got for my 40th birthday. And so it had a lot of sentimental value. And the strap, the band broke on it. So I called up Nike because the watch still works fine,
right.
But it's a special band that's integrated into the watch.
Of course.
Right? So I called them up and I said, listen, I need to get the band. So they're like, well, we can send you the band, but you need a special instrument to install it.
The band's free. The instrument is $50.
Right. So I'm like, all right, so I have to get an instrument? I'm like, all right. I'm like,
what could it be?
What could it be?
Right.
So you can't even believe what I had to buy. Like $30 for this thing, like a jeweler uses, like it's a tool that you use.
Wow!
So I buy the thing, get the band. I can't even come close to. So I had to go to the jeweler, right?
Who had his own instrument,
and he had to install it. Right, $25 to install it there. So now I'm The watch is $100. So now I'm 50 in on the new band replacement. And I'm like, I'm losing the sentimental value of the watch.
Exactly. It's now.
Yeah. It's never good when you have to do a lot of work.
That much
like
work.
That.
That's crazy.
Yeah, terrible stuff. So when did you order it? How long have you been down
it
now?
It takes like a week to 10 days, I said. They're probably making the belt in Japan or China right now.
Well, they had to ship it out from Japan
and
to
then
China.
Speaking of Japan, I lost the bet last week, so I donated $100 to the Japanese effort to help them.
When you say Japanese effort, what does that really mean? You went the to Red a Chinese Cross. Restaurant for food? You went to,
I had sushi.
You had sushi? I had sushi. Tabachi? What does that mean? You went to the Japanese
no,
effort?
I donated the Red Cross.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
They really. That's really an organization?
No, I've donated well over $100.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you.
I know. I really feel bad for them, and I don't feel the world is helping them enough.
I don't think
so
either.
I feel obligated. There are allies. If we're not going to help our friends when these things happen,
yeah.
We're always helping these people that we don't really have good relationships with.
Yeah.
We don't mind shelling out the money for that.
Right.
But I don't care if Japan's a wealthy nation. It's the thought that we
right.
help our friends.
We have to help our friends. We can't look away. We have
That's
to help
just
them.
That's wrong.
I believe that too.
But you're not forking over any money.
I haven't forked over any money, but I have
eat sushi twice this week and we'll be even.
So Lee, I was in Gulfport, Mississippi this past weekend. Never been to Gulfport, Mississippi. Took my son to
gambling?
A lacrosse tournament.
Was there a brothel there?
There there was no gambling. There was nothing.
Really? In Gulfport?
Well, no, there is. There's a lot of gambling. I didn't partake in any, but,
were you allowed to bet on your child's lacrosse game?
No, but that probably, you know, it's funny. If I would have bet on his team,
yes,
I would have walked away with a lot of dough because his team actually won the entire tournament.
Nice, because you were coaching.
No,
your
no,
lacrosse.
No. I wasn't doing anything other than cheering.
What tips do you give him?
My tips are always
because you don't know anything about lacrosse.
Well, I'm a sportsman. I know. I can figure it out right away. The main thing I noticed about this sport is that you have to be fitter. You have to be fitter than the other guy.
Yeah, fitter
that's
wins.
That's the key in any of these games. You got to be able to run for long distances, and you got to be able to not poop out. Most kids poop out. And the other thing is, you want to avoid the guys that are bigger. Especially when they're running towards you, you have to be faster not to get hit by the bigger kids.
Yes, it's a contact sport.
Right, it's a contact sport. A lot of contact. But I will tell you this about, I was not planning on being there. I was planning.
You thought it
the
was
tournament,
one and done.
The tournament was supposed to be. So, the tournament was supposed to be Saturday. We got there Friday night.
Right.
Tournament was Saturday, and then we turn around Sunday morning, go back. And
did you have to hang out with all the families of the kids? Or
I actually got to hang out with one particular family that was actually a lot of fun, and
really?
I actually hung out with them the entire time.
Really?
And that made my experience a lot better. Because you got a mixture of a lot of different people that are going to these.
I don't make my kid play sports.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm trying to have him be sedentary and alone.
You're trying to turn him to an insulin diabetic cat? Is that
exactly.
What you're turning him into? Exactly.
Look, things happen.
So they went up winning the whole tournament, and I'll tell you one thing about Gulfport, Mississippi. You know that beautiful, pristine white sand, the clear blue tint, turquoise water that you see in Destin and in Panama City and Fort Walton.
Just like that.
Once you pass over the Mobile Bay Bridge,
right,
that goes away.
Really?
Yes.
I thought every beach was like that. It's not. Who knew?
It turns into murky. It looks like the Atlantic.
Well, because of the oil spill.
No, it's not because of the oil spill. It's because of the Mississippi dumps. That's where you get close to the Mississippi River dumps into the to that area, so the water
so
is very
the
murky.
Mississippi River isn't pristine white.
No, and, not at all. So the water color was a lot different. And
did you go in the water? There's no way.
I didn't go in the water. I love the water, but I didn't go
I
in.
I couldn't go in a beach that looked like that.
Yeah,
did people go in the water?
Yes, there are
safe,
people
right?
out there. Yeah, no, I'm sure it's safe.
They just don't know.
Yeah,
They've
I'm sure
never
it's
been to Florida.
Safe in Japan right now.
Yeah,
I'm sure
exactly.
it's safe. So we were there, and I must tell you, the one thing, that area is definitely not a booming metropolis.
Well, because they just got hit with the hurricane.
Well, the hurricanes, Katrina went through there,
and
the oil spill, and the roadways are starting to look nice. You can
That's
tell
good.
The government's putting in money to build up the roadways over there. But it was a great time, and got to run around there. It was like 85 degrees, Lee, both days.
Isn't it real humid?
It was humid, and I loved it. Loved it. I loved the weather. It was bright sunshine, a lot of heat, and it's definitely a place to go see. I will tell you that the Gulf is definitely a cool place, especially for the people that live on the East Coast or on the West Coast who've never had a chance to visit the Gulf side. It is really kind of a cool place to visit. And again, once you get over that Mobile Bay Bridge there, the water, you may want to think about doing other stuff. What I really want to do is I want to go on one of those dolphin tours and all that other stuff because I like doing
stuff like
that.
You swim with the dolphins?
Well, you know, just you go find them. You go in a boat and you go find them. I guess you go check them out too. So yeah, and this weekend, Lee, the following weekend, I'm going up to Asheville, North Carolina.
Same thing?
No, this is just the kids have spring break, and the kids have spring break, and we're going to take them up there for the weekend. And you know what's good about this spring break? Most of the time we go back to places that we've already gone to. Like my wife likes to go to this Orange and Blue game in Gainesville for the University of Florida.
Oh.
We typically do the same stuff. I've never been to Asheville, North Carolina. The kids have never been there, and we're going to probably head up there, probably go into the town, probably even stay close to the Biltmore, check out the Biltmore Hotel there.
It's not easy being you, Doctor.
No, it's kind of cool. I'm excited to be me. And I'll let you know how that goes. I'm looking forward. What I really want to do is I want to rent a bike and ride around that area. Bet you biking.
Dream big, Doctor.
You biking would be a lot of fun up there. Yeah. What do you think?
Sounds great.
Okay, Lee. Well, let's bring in our guests today. We have with us Bill Whalen and Dr. Patricia Riley. Maybe Dr. Patricia's on the line with him as well. And we have there with the Amplify5 Health Sports Wristbands. And these are the bands, I guess they're magnetic, and they balance the energy fields around you. I'm interested to talk to them about this because, this has become a huge industry. A lot of people are, you see people with the beds that are made out of magnets now. We see the necklaces that have magnets, now the wristbands. So we want to talk a little bit more about this. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. I do have Dr. Riley on with me. She's here.
Ah, Dr. Riley, welcome to the show. Good to have you there as well.
Thank you very much.
So now, Bill, tell us a little bit.
What's Dr. Riley a doctor of?
She's a real doctor, not a chiropractor like me. Right, Dr. Riley?
I am an MD. I am physical medicine and rehabilitation specialist.
See that, Lee? That's
not
the
a
real
doctor.
That's the real McCoy.
Okay. We just had to make sure you weren't a dentist.
The fat guy always likes – anytime the fat guy has a chance to put down chiropractors, he likes to take full advantage of that. And anyway, let's get into the Amplify5 wristbands. Bill, first of all, how did you there's a lot of bands out there. There's a lot of companies out there. First of all, what makes the Amplify5 wristbands any different?
Well, I guess the first thing is, and I was listening to what you were saying in the preamble to this, and Amplify5 is not magnetic at all. Amplify5 is based off of frequency. And there's a huge difference between magnetics and frequency, and that's based on how it interacts with the body. The Amplify5 interacts with the body in a way that, I guess the best way to explain it to everybody is, have you ever touched your television and gotten shocked?
Yes.
And what happens is there's an electrostatic field between the television and yourself, which carries that current and zaps you there. Well, what you need there is metal. And the difference with Amplify versus the other thing is you need metal for conductivity. If there's no metal, there's nothing to conduct. So a lot of bands out there are paper, holograms, or rubber, or those types of things. And without that conductivity, the effectiveness goes way down. And in fact, holding the charge or holding the technology doesn't last very long. So what happens is if you have that field around it, whatever we layer, the frequencies we layer into the metals actually travel through that field.
Okay.
Just like when you get shocked by your television. That's how it works. That's how it delivers what's in the technology.
I see. So these are not magnetic bands.
They're metal.
No, they're
metal. He just said they're metal.
The parts of the band are metal. It's not completely metal. It couldn't be.
It's either leather or silicone or jewelry, actually. And you need to have metal in the clasp or some part of the bracelet, which transmits the technology, and that's really what's important, because without that you really don't have much to go off of.
It would be a scam, right?
I'm actually, what's interesting, guys, I'm at a trade show right now in Boston, an industry trade show, and I now have at least, I'm going to say, 140 rubber bands, holograms that people have just given us because they just don't work
right. So that's how many different ones that they're out there.
It wouldn't be a scam. It just wouldn't work.
Now,
and you know, and the other thing which is sad is there's a lot of Chinese knockoffs now, and there's a lot of products out there with just rubber with a hologram-looking thing on it, and consumers are getting duped, and that's really kind of the sad part about it.
Well, Dr. Riley, when you talk about working, what are we talking about? What's working and what's not working in terms of is this for pain modulation? Is this for increasing strength? What actually does the Amplify wristbands actually doing to work?
Basically, what we're talking about is balance, strengthening, conductivity in the body. We are not claiming pain capability of reducing pain at this time, although we're continually doing studies. What we have found, and actually the results have been duplicated in Brazil with additional studies, there are certain tests, and these are objective tests. They're done on patients all the time, in which you put electronic device on the patient. It's an electrode. You stimulate at one point on the patient's arm, for example, and you measure the speed at which that impulse travels down. And we find when we do studies, blind studies, some patients have a placebo band on and some have the Amplify band on. The ability to transmit that impulse is increased when you have the Amplify band on. So, and this is happening all the time. Every type of patient, whether they were younger, older, they're fitness people, or they're just the average person, we're finding that this conductivity is increased wearing our band.
So what is the benefit of this increased conductivity?
It's what it does. It's a nerve impulse, which is going into the muscle, which is activating the muscle at a faster pace. So that not only faster, but it travels to more portions of the muscle, and you're getting a stronger, better response.
So are these EMG studies that they're doing with the device?
Exactly. Well, EMG is a little – EMG goes along with the nerve conduction studies. EMG is when they put a pin into your arm and they can measure where you have irritable muscle. So it's really the counterpart to that, the nerve conduction studies.
So they're looking at this via nerve conduction studies
exactly.
And they're showing
exactly.
They're only measuring the conductivity, and then you're kind of inferring this other thing's happening. Is that correct?
Well, we are seeing faster traveling times. That's totally objective. That's measured by an arithmetic principle that you divide this by this and you come out with how fast that impulse is traveling.
Right, but you're
that is repeated over and over.
Right.
And what we see is that's when we do demonstrations, Bill has done them a number of times. On patients who with the band or without the band or a placebo band, we see that these patients are stronger. They can keep their balance better. And now we're finding out the real hard scientific evidence behind that.
Okay, so you're doing nerve conduction studies. If there is some sort of translation to being stronger or having increased proprioception or balance, whatever you want to call it. Are those areas being studied as well? Like, are there any strength testing data that you have as well for using the bands?
Oh, absolutely. That's the studies that Bill is doing. And while we totally, stand behind them and believe in them, when you see somebody with a band on and they can, balance on one leg better and then the band comes off, we don't want anyone to think that this is something that's kind of
hokey,
subjective, or
right.
the person wants to do better. So now we want to back it up with something that no one has the ability to control, the rapid impulse down their arm. So that's where we're correlating all this, and it's standing up in our studies. We're doing further studies, and as I said, also in Brazil, they've duplicated these same studies.
Yeah. Has there ever been a study that you didn't fund?
The Brazilian ones, the Brazilian ones and the German ones. There's also ones done in Germany as well. And no, those are unfunded studies. And actually, we're in the process of another one that's unfunded, done independently as well. And I think what's important here is that the Brazilian study especially showed with hundreds and hundreds of patients that not only the conductivity issue, but the heart rate lowering, which shows a more efficiency and a more efficient body. And so a lot of those things we see are purely objective numbers that, that keep verifying for us that our technology is solid.
Now, Bill, when it comes to your products, you have wristbands, you also have baseball caps, and is there a particular part of the body that's advantageous to having the band on versus, you know, the wrist versus the head versus the neck versus the ankle? I mean, who came up with the concept of it's got to go around the wrist?
I think that was just developed because it was easy to do from a manufacturing or a design perspective. We find with our product, you can hold it in your hand, you can put it in your pocket. I mean, it really doesn't matter where it is. We find that probably the worst spot for it is around the waist because of the amount of fat typically people have around their waist.
And you need a lot of product for some people. You probably need a bigger band.
Well, you need quite a bigger bed. You need like three or four necklaces and
right.
Sew them together.
You got to spend a lot more money on product for the same.
So I should remove it from my genitalia? Is that what you're saying?
That's a whole different issue.
That's a whole other issue.
We have stuff for that.
Yeah, right. He's got the fat guy likes to use a different application for the Ampli 5. Now, what are some of the anecdotal – I know there's probably a lot of people out there. I've looked at some of the people who are using the products. What are some of the people who have been using the products been saying about it?
Yeah, I only buy things if a celebrity bought it.
Because, I was under the impression that the band was for pain modulation. So I've been wearing it and thinking, okay, there must be some pain modulation benefit to this, and I haven't noticed anything. But now that you're telling me that maybe my strength or balance might have increased, maybe I've been stronger at the gym. I don't know. But do you have to wear this when you go to the gym? Do you have to wear this when you're working out? I mean, is it something you take off? Because the fat guy –
I never take it off.
Never.
You know, leave it on. The only time I ever take mine off because mine's
in the shower.
Is in the shower, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the fat guy, I kind of like it just because it's kind of cool looking. The fat guy doesn't like the metrosexual – look to it.
How come my wedding ring isn't working like this?
But I think they're really cool looking. And now, where do you see this technology going in terms of other products that are coming out? I mean, the baseball cap sounds pretty cool because every kid
a whole suit,
right? Like an Iron Man, like an Iron Man suit. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, a little bit goes a long way, and you only need one bracelet. And I think to answer your question, which is interesting, is we've uncracked the code for putting it into beverages and food.
Oh.
So now the idea is anything you eat or drink, we can put the technology in, and what we charge isn't anything foreign or goofy. It's we can charge parts of food without having to add anything to it. And so our idea is you wake up in the morning and you're having orange juice in the morning whatever you're having. You're starting your day with Ampli 5 and you're carrying it all the way through just about everything you do. That's the idea.
Do you have a machine that you put food into, or is it just because it's...
Or it says aluminum cups. Remember those?
No, you take the components, right? Like if you were making... take our drink, like Arlife, for example, right? You know, what we do is one of the components in the drink has the ability to hold our technology. So we're not adding anything foreign to it. We're actually taking some of the ingredients and putting our technology on them.
Now, this isn't something Barry Bonds is taking right now. Is it something that we have to worry about? Any perjury? We're not going to find out about this in the perjury trials with Barry Bonds and his trainer, are we? There's nothing. Everything's above board.
It won't show up in a blood test.
Okay. This isn't flaxseed, right? This is not flaxseed oil or what was the other thing, Lee, that he was taking?
Steroids.
Steroids, yeah.
Yeah,
anyway.
the clear and the cream.
Right. Now, when it comes
to... Does it work with the clear and the cream?
It works better.
Does it amplify those?
it works.
That's a whole different product line.
Now, when it comes to... So you're saying that you're going to be moving into the food line, the food and beverage line, but also you have the bracelets, you have the caps, and you have...
The blankets?
No. Yeah.
No blankets.
No. And the other question I wanted to find out about was how is this relate? Is it somehow related to some of the bands that are magnetic, in fact, that there are the magnetic bands.
They're competitors.
I know they're competitors, but I want to know if this works in harmony with it, or if it work, or if that is something totally different from this technology.
Just some background on magnetics is that, you know, your body adjusts to a magnet. So So as time goes on, you need a stronger and stronger magnet, and then eventually you've got to take it off and reset your body. So it's a very different deal versus the frequency stuff, which is in an adjustment mode, a constant adjustment, and it's bringing your body back to where it should be. It's bringing it back to its native state. So, you know, if you have a magnetic bracelet on and you have one of our bracelets on, they really don't interact. They're completely unrelated.
Okay. So there's no interaction between
them.
Okay. Now, is this some technology that you're going to actually apply to sleeping too with it, in terms of like making beds and stuff out of it as well? You just have to wear it.
Yeah. We have so many things. Like we have, and these are things we can't launch yet because of what you're talking about before, Dr. Pat was talking about before, FDA and some of those governmental things. But we are working on pain pads. We are working on sleeping devices and all the things that we can add the technology to. It's just that all those things require a tremendous amount of clinical studies and
we don't want to get bogged down by
now,
that.
Now, how did you guys get started? How did you get exposed to Amplify, Bill?
We are a company, a German company, by design. And what happens is we have over 300 products and an incredible amount of scientists that are in the company. We identified certain properties that made sense. And then we started figuring out how to launch these in a commercial way versus an anecdotal way or more or less for governments and those types of things. So we decided it was time to put this technology into the consumer population versus the military population, so to speak.
Yeah, we don't want the military to get
this. Once this gets out to the military, if the Libyans got this, forget it.
We'd be in trouble
right now. Now, tell us.
I think Stark Industries is working on this.
Stark Industries. Tony Stark, exactly. Now, the website, amplify.com, that's where people can go to find out more about the bands. Is that correct?
They can. And also the Facebook page has a lot of information on it, and the Twitters are pretty good, too. We're always offering giveaways and things like that, and it's a good way for people to get their hands on some Amplify stuff.
And where are they sold? Where can people pick one up?
Nationally, Circle K has them, GNC has them, and just about almost a lot of – not every convenience store up and down the East Coast.
Gotcha.
Well, if you buy one, you get a free 5-hour energy drink.
No, you know, you get their energy drinks free. Exactly. Well, Bill and Dr. Patricia Riley, we really appreciate you coming on today and telling us about the Amplify bands, the sports wristbands for strength, balance, and coordination. Thank you so much. We'd love to talk to you in the near future as well.
Hey, we're always available. Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. Have
Thank
a great day.
You so much. Right.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That was Dr. Patricia Riley and Dr. Bill Whalen. Not Hi, Dr. Man. Bill.
Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill Whalen. And they are with Amplify, the sports wristbands. Check them out at amplify.com.
I think what we learned was, even if it doesn't work, it looks nice.
No, that's definitely, it's got a great little look to it. But I'm going to find out now. Now I was, you know, I was waiting for this thing to make me feel better.
And it never happened.
And I haven't been feeling better.
But
so,
you're stronger, allegedly.
We don't know. I'm going to check it out.
You should know. You've been wearing it for a month.
No. What I'm saying is that I'm not breaking any world records trying to get stronger. I want to maintain. So that was them. And make sure you check us out online at Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. 35?
35, 40.
Is it 35?
It's 35.
Or 37. Why do I think 37? No, I think it's 35.
It's definitely 35.
35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids.
If you email us, we'll give you a couple bonus.
Some of our special ones. Lee, were we thinking about doing another book at some point?
God, enough with the books already.
Every couple of years, we should be writing books.
Right. I'm waiting. Somebody on Facebook suggest a book topic for us.
What? Which one?
Anybody on
Oh,
Facebook.
You're saying somebody should suggest.
I don't
want
to do it.
Oh,
do I have to come up with the book? I have to write the book? I have to publish
the book? I wrote the last one. You really didn't write that much the last one.
Are you kidding me?
You barely did anything.
What kind of false memories do you have?
You barely did anything
that
last one.
I think that wristband is affecting your memory. But it's time for our Twitter game, Doctor.
It's time. Don't you have any device on that thing to make like a game show? Like
you
something
to do sound effects?
Yeah.
Let's
have something
jump right on that. This operation of ours. I'll jump on that in my free time.
That's right.
Okay. Last week.
Tweets for the week.
Yes. Last week, I think we've got them all right.
This week,
I'm definitely not going to get these all right this time.
I'm going to get them right.
Who's Robin Baldwin, by the way?
Look,
do I even know who that person is?
That's your problem. That's not my problem.
Okay, I know the other people.
Let me tell the audience what is going on here. Just because you
okay.
know, they
all
don't
right.
know.
All right, okay? All right. I'm jumping the gun. I'm sorry.
Each week, our crack staff scours the internet, scours the Twitter timelines for interesting tweets, and then
from some of the most amazing celebrities yes. that are out there in the health and fitness world.
Right. So now Megan Anderson from MealsandMiles.com. She has brought us three tweets. And those tweets were written by Robin Baldwin, Jeff Galloway, and Lance Armstrong. We do not know which one tweeted what, but our job is to guess correctly. And then Megan, you guessed two, and Megan will reveal the answer, and then we'll give somebody a prize if they really do this. Because last week, I don't think anybody did it. Did they?
I don't know.
I didn't get the heads up.
You didn't get the heads up?
Hopefully.
Heads up.
Look, this is how you got to do this. You got to build this slowly. So here are the tweets.
We believe in building things slowly.
Not
at
fast,
a snail's pace.
That's what we do. We specialize
at a snail's
slow,
pace.
One listener
yes.
at a time.
One listener
Thank
at a time.
Thank you, Karina.
Karina.
Karina. How do you know? You don't even know.
I know.
You have an opinion. You don't even know.
Listen, that's the important. You have to be so driven with your opinion that
I know,
you have to realize
exactly.
that it's the only way that yes. it could possibly be.
Al-Qaeda feels the same way about that. Okay, here are the tweets. The first one. 30-minute run here in Aspen, Colorado, in shorts and a tee. Off to skin up the mountain now. I'm getting addicted to this skinning business.
What does that mean?
That's tweet number one.
What is skinning?
Look, let me get through this, okay? And then you can have your comments.
Okay.
Number two, even after the most stressful day, a slow 60-minute run leaves me feeling positive about myself and my future.
Sounds like you. Yeah. Sounds like you wrote that one.
Number three, getting the man burrito boys after the gym. So excited to smell it the entire way home while eating my chicken. Maybe I can trick my tummy.
I don't know what the hell
okay.
that is.
Okay, those are the three tweets. They were written by Robin Baldwin, Jeff Galloway, and Lance Armstrong. You have to match them up correctly. All right, here we go, doctor. Number one, 30-minute run here in Aspen, Colorado, in shorts and a tee, off to skin up the mountain now.
You read it. I know which one.
Okay,
all right.
Who said it?
Man. All right. So I'm going to go with
come on. Just make a decision.
Man,
there's only
damn.
Three of them. Let's not make this into an all-day affair here. Come on.
I'm going to go with Lance Armstrong.
That's who I say. And the reason is...
I read a lot of his tweets. That's why the last one kind of okay. threw me for a little bit.
The reason it's Lance Armstrong, which I'm very positive, is he used the word addicted. And we know he's got a little bit of issues. Okay. Number two.
Yes.
Do you want me to read this?
No.
This is about the...
That's Jeff Galloway. Jeff Galloway. That's right. Jeff Galloway.
Me, I agree. Jeff Galloway.
Who's Robin Baldwin?
Now,
can you look her up?
I had no idea who this was.
Yeah.
But I was positive it was Robin Baldwin.
Who is she? Look her up.
Wait a minute. It had to be a girl because a guy would never say tummy. So that
right.
eliminated.
Right, right.
That eliminated I didn't realize. Jeff Galloway and Lance Armstrong. So I knew it had to be
tummy.
Tummy. And also, she used the number two to say the word two. Again, a guy wouldn't do that. So
yeah,
it
I
had to be a girl,
right.
And therefore Robin.
So we're undefeated? Are we and you
I
undefeated?
Know. I don't know if that's correct.
But who is Robin Baldwin? What
no
does
idea.
She do? What does she do?
I have no idea.
Can you look her up on the computer real quick?
Yes. While
Google
I'm,
her.
I will Google.
Google Robin Baldwin. She's a celebrity somehow that we don't know about. We've never had her on our show. Nor have we had Lance Armstrong, but we have had Jeff Galloway.
Yes. He's made the show.
He's made the show.
Robin.
But we have not had...
What's
You're only using one finger? What, you can't use both
I'm
fingers
running,
to type?
I'm running a show here. I'm trying to be semi-entertaining.
Jeez.
Robin Baldwin is...
She hot? She probably is hot.
Well, she's not too shabby.
What does she do?
Toronto.
She's a Toronto star?
alpha female media supervisor, fitness model, and personality, co-host of Mid-Month Motivation, fitness editor, The Broken Heel, newly engaged. She's out.
She's out. We're done.
Welcome to Robin Baldwin's website.
Yeah. Any modeling pictures on there?
Yeah. She's doing some weird crunch thing.
Yeah.
Sitting on a ball thing.
Okay.
And some 11 goals for doing push-ups. Got the whole.
All right. Sounds good. So that's our tweet of the week. It's our game. Tune in for next week for our game. Play at home next time and go to our Facebook page. And what do they do? What do they have to do for this now?
They have to submit their guesses, because our guesses, we don't know if those are the right answers.
We think they are, though. We think they are.
Again, we both picked the same things. And
so, Lee, before we had our first guest on today, I want to tell you about when I was down in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yes.
My kid was playing his lacrosse, so the game started up, right?
Yes.
So I'm like, and it was Saturday morning, and it was a beautiful day out, and it was warm. And I'm like, you know what?
Go for a run.
I'm going to go for a run.
Yeah, kid's not going to notice if I'm watching.
I'm
going to
go for
not.
A run. I got to go, you know, I got to hit the roads. So,
He scored like 5 goals, you missed?
He scored a goal.
You missed it. Nice.
No, but he actually scored a couple of goals during the tournament. But, I got that look like from the parents, like, you're not going to be here? And I'm like, you know. But I watched all the other games.
The ones he scored.
No, but this is what I did. They had an hour in between each game.
To rest.
No, they had an hour like warming up before the game started.
Right.
So that was my signal of my workout time. So I can go work out, go run.
Intervals.
Right. So I went up there and did that. So anyways, again, another tip. You can always squeeze in your workout,
especially
even when you're in Gulfport, Mississippi.
And you're not paying attention to your child.
Because you know somebody else is.
Exactly. They somebody just tell else you is. About it.
Also, I wanted to tell you about something that I had also. I had these things called Utz multigrain pretzels.
The pretzels. Utz pretzels.
You
very
had one.
Famous.
They are. They're not famous.
Yeah, they are.
Are they famous?
Yeah.
I never heard of them before.
They're not
Snyder's. I heard Snyder's. I heard of Roll Gold. Who's those?
That's like Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay. Heard of those? Yeah. What other pretzels are there out there?
Snyder's is the main one.
Snyder's is the main one. Is it Snyder's?
Utz is the one.
Come
they,
in the big
they
tin.
Come in a big barrel.
And they used to drive. They had a truck that would pull
that
up to your house.
Charlie's Chips.
Charlie's Chips. I remember
that's
those
old
too.
School.
Old school. We used to get that. They used
that
to
was
come
exciting.
To the house.
Imagine that. They're bringing you chips in a truck.
It's like eggs.
Somehow. How could you have a business?
I don't know.
You
they
chips
did, but then they had trucks. That
I
would
know.
Bring,
it was a big right. deal. You were excited about it.
I know. Like those were so much better than the ones they had at the store.
The grocery store.
Same
the chips
thing.
Are so hard to get.
Right. So anyway, I had these Utz multigrain pretzels. I will tell you, they have 8 whole grains: oats, crack wheat, corn, flaxseed, rye, millet, and sesame. I brought one in today for the fat guy because I was blown away by them, and he's like,
"It's a pretzel.
It's a pretzel." I thought they were the best pretzel I ever had in my life. And the one thing I will tell you is that I did not know this until I checked, because I was checking the calorie count because I knew I'd be talking about it on the air. And I checked them; they're 100 calories per pretzel. 100 calories.
But it takes an hour to chew them. They're so
they're big.
Multi-grainy.
And they're big. But they taste very wheaty. I like that. It was really good.
Yeah, they're definitely good. Tell it's a whole wheat thing. It's not a white flour thing.
Yes. And Lee, I happened to see Kirstie Alley on Dancing with the Stars. She looks like one of the favorites to win the whole thing.
Is she fat?
Yes.
Kirstie or regular?
No, she's big.
Wow. That's wild, isn't it?
Large. But apparently she lost a lot of weight even to get on the show. Like she's lost a ton of
weight. She'll lose even more.
Oh, yeah. I think she's going to be,
she danced. Well, she's Latin, so she knows.
Is she Latin?
Moves.
Is she, that's what she is, Latin? I didn't know that.
I would say that.
Which brings me to my next topic, is my dancing lessons.
You're
I've been taking dancing
it?
Lessons with my wife.
You have to be better by now.
I'm definitely better, but I will tell you, it is frustrating as hell. I'll tell you why. My wife has a dance background. Like, that's what she did as a kid.
Forget it. You don't stand a chance.
Right. So my wife has
a
dance.
So you're losing every week. You don't like
to lose. Let me tell you about our instructor. My instructor, first of all, she is Russian. Very tall, beautiful.
Are there a non-Russian dance?
Russian lady. You know, like, with the accent. Now, I want to let you know. I will show up to the dance lesson like I am now.
In your tuxedo?
No, in my sweatshirt and shorts.
Yes.
And the dance instructor will show up in like an evening gown, dressed to the nines.
Yes.
The whole outfit, the whole shebang. She's got the whole thing going on. So every time we go there, we have to learn something new. There's always all this new stuff.
So you need a review? Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, we go over the old stuff, and then we go on to new stuff every time.
Right.
Now, we both have taught things, right?
Yes.
We both know.
I'm a certified tennis
you're
instructor.
You're a certified tennis instructor.
You're not. You're not.
No, I'm not.
I am.
Right. And I will tell you, every
time. There's progression.
There's progression. And I am overwhelmed every time we go on because I'm stressed out about learning more stuff on top of the stuff that I'm still trying to learn.
You need more of a review.
And, you know, and of course, my wife is like, she's got it. And she loves the dance instructor. And she's like, don't you love Katie?
Olga. Her name's Olga.
No, Katie. Don't you love Katie?
I'm like, that's not her American
name. Do I love her? I want Katie to slow down a little bit and teach me, you know, because. It's
Svetlana. It's her name's Svetlana.
No, it's just they're just steps, and and you just have to get the steps down. That's all it is. It's not. But if you keep doing them quickly, I can never get them. So I'm getting better, but I would be getting much better quicker if we did less new stuff and slow it down. Because you're only as fast as your weakest link. I'm obviously the weakest link.
Right.
And they're moving. It's like they're trying to push me further and further.
Well, no,
like,
they're going at the pace of your wife, not you.
Right. I'm like,
and
that's
you're the lowest common denominator.
I'm the lowest common denominator. And I'm like, every time I go, I'm like, this isn't fun.
And
this
it's stressful
isn't fun.
For
it's
you.
It's stressful. Exactly. I'm feeling the stress.
I'm feeling it now.
And I have to break out my 5 tips that I gave in order to cope with my stress.
I would think you would. You talk about it. I would spend a lot of time talking about it.
So I'm having a difficult time with that. And but I will tell you, the one thing that's really cool is it gives us.
Do you sweat?
Yeah,
are you sweating
I do. No, I got to tell you, this is
do
the
you
funny.
Practice
thing.
At home?
No, we haven't practiced at home. We probably should because that makes us better. But I will tell you this. My back kills me when I'm done because it's on the wooden floors and we're just standing it hurts my back.
Yep.
It's not like running.
I think we learned a lesson here.
But I will tell you,
dancing.
It's great. The one thing I will tell you, it's great spending
what
time with my wife.
What music are they playing?
They play
classical music? Or
no, we're learning waltz. We're learning tango. We're learning cha-cha. Cha-cha.
Pop and lock.
I don't know what the hell that
robot.
Is. Robot. No, we're not doing any hip hop stuff.
The worm?
No, we're not doing any of that. But it has been a lot of fun, and it's something active that my wife and I can do together. And
that's good. You found something she liked, and you're just going along for the ride.
I'm just going for the ride,
tolerating
and
it.
Paying for it. Exactly.
And talking bad about her behind her back.
You think I'm not talking bad about my wife? It's not her fault.
Svetlana.
Talking about the instructor. It's the
terrible.
Instructor's fault.
She's
exactly.
Terrible.
So that's what I got, Lee. You got
that's
anything
awesome.
Else?
No, that's a lot.
Do you have any?
Quite a bit.
You know, I will tell you, I need.
I think the listeners got a bonus.
Today?
We gave them a little extra today.
A little more?
A little bit.
A little more funny?
A little bit.
A little more entertaining?
That guest, I'm not a. I don't know where they came from. I got to talk to the guest booker on that.
Listen, we gave it a shot. We got the bands. I actually, that was me. I think that was me. I was pushing for that. I thought that would be
not
funny.
Good. Funny.
Yeah. Yeah,
come on.
Bands. I don't know. Maybe we should.
Anybody that's got some magic band, that doesn't.
You get so angry with the magic band people.
I do not like that. That is just. And
but you got to let them. You got to at least let them go down that. Go down the rabbit hole. You got to let them go down the hole.
When they're moving from the band with their phony logic into the now it's in my orange juice. It was metal a minute ago. I'm now drinking metal?
No, well, you didn't say anything about, you know, this being a Coca-Cola product. Then it's going to be a game set and match.
They put Coca-Cola in metal cans.
Lee, before we go.
For our safety.
I will tell you this. This was an interesting study I did find that I thought was really, really, really interesting.
A really good one? Is it
this was
a
really
Brazilian
good.
Study?
No.
Is it a Brazilian?
No.
Those are smoother.
Listen to this. People can exercise only so much self-control.
Exactly.
People who overtax their self-control may find they have less in reserve for later. And this is suggested
you only got so much.
In a new study that have implications for people trying to lose weight and make other behavioral
changes.
Oh, I read
that article.
Did you read this?
Exercise doesn't help you lose weight. That's what that article said.
Well, no, it says lack of sleep doesn't seem to be the thing that affects self-control. So the results from this study say that the loss of self-control isn't the same as being tired. And the ability to gain self-control is determined prior use of self-control, but not by how much you sleep or had the night before. That was one of the interesting things that came out of that. But what it said is that if you spend too much energy in trying to show self-control in one area, it's hard to do it in another area.
Exactly. You only got so much.
You only have so much. There's a tank full of self-control. And if you blow it all in one place, you can't, like, what, your finances, your nutrition.
It's a lot,
like,
of stuff.
Forget it.
Something's going to get you.
Something's going to give.
You know, either you'll be fat or you'll be
a gambling rich
addict.
You'll be fat and rich, right, or skinny and poor. You can't have everything.
Or you'll be a crack addict under a bridge.
Right. So, you know, I guess you can want to engage in good self-control all the time, but... I guess you have to balance it out. I think you have to balance it out. That's what the information came from the study. Anyway, that's all I got, Lee. I want to thank our guests today for coming on the show, Dr. Patricia Riley, and
go to magicband.com.
Bill Whalen at Amplify.com. And make sure you go to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. Sign up, become one of our friends at Facebook. Go on Twitter, follow us at Twitter at Dr. Fitness 6 at Fat Guy, and you'll find us there. I can't believe we don't have it to handle just Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy.
It's too many letters.
Too many letters? We can't do that?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Well, for Lee Cantor, I am Dr. Adam Schaffer. Every single week, we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
We'll see you next time.